Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with Executive Director of Heart of Iowa Big Brothers Big Sisters, Brooklyn Schlevine. How you doing today?
Doing good. Can't complain when the sun is out like it is today.
Yes, beautiful day outside. And so, of course, we got to talk about a beautiful program we have right here in Central Iowa with Big Brothers Big Sisters. You guys do a lot of good stuff. And I feel like you almost owe it to us at this point, being on Man on the Street every single Friday for about a month, talking about Bowl for Kids' Sake. How did it go, Brooklyn? Did we meet our goals? Did we get what we want to do? Did we fill all the spots?
Boy, am I excited to tell you, because we did. We got exactly what we wanted to. So this first fundraiser, we raise about one third of our fundraising goal in just 2 weekends. So we were able to raise over $23,000 in those 6 sessions of bowling. So we are just thrilled.
Okay, great. How was it overall? I know this is a big event. It's over multiple weekends, I think 4 different nights. So overall, how did it go this year from, you know, your staff side?
You bet. So we had almost every single lane we had offered. We had 60 lanes available and we had 58 of them filled. So we were busy each night getting our raffle tickets out to everyone and making sure everyone got their team picture taken by our podium. So it just turned out wonderful. And we are just getting our thank you notes out, and we sent out kind of like a review just to check in with everyone. Hey, we've done this 25 years. What's your favorite things? What can we add back in for you? So just kind of seeing how we can make 26 even better too. So, yep.
Okay, Brooklyn, what does the $23,000 that you guys raised go towards?
Exactly. The question, isn't it? So we have our littles and our bigs is the main thing we want to focus all of these dollars to. So of course we have our staffing costs, but all of this $23,000 goes straight to things that our littles and bigs are doing. So this helps with their direct matches that we get. And it also helped us with hosting some of our waitlist events. So we have a lot of kids who don't have a big at the moment. We have about 60 at the moment. And we still want to sponsor events and have things for them, even if they can't have that direct one-to-one mentorship, which is our goal. So a lot of this funding will go to hosting things for them and doing things in our community. One of them is our ARL event. We'd go and volunteer with the ARL once a month. And so this would be able to just give them some snacks while they're there, or give us some extra crafts to do with them. We just did a bunch for spring break, and a lot of that money went towards all of our spring break fun. This is also help sponsor events for our community-based big and little. So a lot of the times they've kind of checked all the boxes in Marshalltown. So to be able to get them some movie tickets or some different restaurant coupons so they can just go check out the town and really just discover every inch of Marshalltown together. So that is what all that funding goes to. And we are just thrilled that we're able to give that back to our bigs and littles directly.
So, Brooklyn, you talk about having a wait list for littles. You're always looking for more bigs, both men and women, to step yes. up and help out in our community. Is there any opportunities coming up to kind of experience it or learn about what being a mentor or being a big is all about?
You bet. So this year we have actually partnered. The Arts and Culture Alliance had granted us some money to do our Maker and Mentor events with our Senior Citizen Center here in town. So we have been hosting about monthly on no school days and just doing a craft, an activity, a volunteerism kind of situation with our kids. And we are going to have our last one coming up this next Monday. So on April 6th from 11 to 12:30 Easter Monday, you can come join us at the Senior Citizen Center, no matter your age. If this is you kind of wanting to get the experience of being a big, kind of seeing what it's about, we'd love to welcome you. If you and the family are just at home and kind of want to get out and about, this is a free event to anyone to come join us. So we're working with Iowa State Extension, and we're going to decorate some pots and plant some seeds. So just greening up Marshalltown.
You know, one thing I always kind of have talked about with the executive director from Big Brothers Big Sisters is how to become a big. One thing we haven't really touched on much, what about becoming a little? I know you always have kind of a wait list out there, but that doesn't mean you're still not taking applications. So what's kind of that process to become a little?
Yeah, so there's many different ways that our littles come to us. So a lot of the times we do receive like references through our school. If our teachers or our counselors notice just a kid that would use a little extra support, they get in touch with the family and they connect us with us. But we are just a nonprofit for Marshalltown. So we do have some kids who are homeschooled. We have kids who are anywhere from ages 6 up to high school graduation. So if you come into our office, we would love to meet in person and talk with you. Or we even just had a mom reach out again just by phone this morning and called us and just wanted to check and kind of see what it all was about and what it entailed. Because of course we preach one-on-one mentorship, but gosh, what is the definition of that? What does that really look like? So we just love talking about it and going on our long spiel about what all Big Brothers Big Sisters does and just what mentorship does. You know, Big Brothers Big Sisters has done just a couple studies recently just about the impact that mentorship has on these kids and throughout their lifetime, how it will impact them, our economy, and it's just wonderful what mentorship does for us.
When it comes to matching them with a big, it's not just, hey, go out and get some ice cream with this random person. There's a little bit of massaging to it and introduction.
Yes, it does. It's not just a click and you guys are perfect and you're Big Brother Big Sister like you've been matched forever. There is just that introductory period where you're just trying to learn your stranger that you were just put with. And so anything that we can do to kind of ease that and just make it a fun experience to jump right into that, we sure try to do. So yeah, we are always accepting littles and bigs online too. So if you check out our website, heartofiowabigs.org, and you can find our phone number, address, our applications, and just some stories, just of some littles and bigs that have been matched together from this year all the way back to the 70s. So
Brooklyn, when it comes to the school-based or community-based, does it matter where when you're a little how you kind of approach this, if you want to be in one or the other?
Not really. You know, we have our staffing. One of them really is kind of our school-based for some of our schools, and one is more community-based. But overall, you can sign your kid up for any of them. In general, we can usually match up just a little bit quicker in that school-based just because we have so many high school students. And, you know, we have another set of high school students coming next year that can then be big. So they overturn very easy, but our community base, you know, sometimes takes a bit longer. Those are going to be longer term relationships. So we just want to ensure that they are done in the best way possible.
Okay. I know that last year was the first year that you guys did an esports fundraiser. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be coming back again this year?
You bet. So we started that last year with the intent and the knowledge that most of our littles are into video games right now. So how can we connect their interest of video games with philanthropy and getting them out in the community and getting them connected? So one of our board members had worked with us, Mark Henson with Emerson, had got us the ability to use the Innovation Center there. And we're working with our MCC esports team, and they are just fabulous. And so all funds raised, just like Bowl for Kids' Sake, will go back to our bigs and our littles and activities for them. So we're excited to expand it out to a two-day event this year since we had so much interest last year. So keep looking forward to August 7th and 8th and learn more information about that esports tournament this year.
Yeah, you mentioned it a little bit earlier, the website where people can go to find more information about upcoming events, how to become a big or a little. What about social media? Where are you guys active on social media where they can find you?
You bet. So our Facebook is going to be our most active area. We're also on Instagram and TikTok. Of course, we have so many of our littles that are on TikTok. It's definitely a big one for us. So we are officially TikTokers this year.
Okay. So is that you, Brooklyn, or is that the staff that's on there? Am I going to see Desiree?
You know, this is technically me, but I have started getting some of our littles to help us and send us some inspiration videos. So you keep an eye out. You might see all of us on that TikTok here soon.
Okay. All right. Well, Brooklyn, I appreciate you coming by today, sharing a little bit about Big Brothers Big Sisters. Give us that website just one last time.
You bet. Join us at heartofiowabigs.org, and you have a great week.